This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Today on The News and Why It Matters, Elizabeth Warren promises criminal penalties for people who spread disinformation online. Just how self-unaware is Elizabeth Warren? Also, she wants to make sure her Secretary of Education will be vetted by a trans child. What could possibly go wrong? And Chief Justice John Roberts refuses to allow Rand Paul to submit a question in the impeachment trial because it contains the name of the whistleblower. We've got a lot coming up, and it starts right now. Welcome to The News and Why It Matters. I am Sarah Gonzalez, today joined by one individual who always makes me self-conscious about the way that I say news, Graham Allen.
I'm just pointing it out.
Host of the Dear America podcast.
Wisconsin.
I'm not, though.
It's Minnesota. That's what it sounds like.
So
news.
Weird. I don't know why. I'm born and raised in Texas. Have no idea why I have this weird accent.
You've ashamed everyone with that accent.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Texas. Chief researcher of the Glenn Beck program at Jason Buttrell. And on his maiden voyage of the show, we have Austin Fletcher. I always want to just call you Fleckas, because that's how I know you. YouTube host of Fleckas Talks. Happy to have you here.
Happy to be here.
Got a lot to get into. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Relief Factor. So I know the two of you are former military. You do a lot of walking on the streets.
Well,
okay,
yeah.
So you can...
We're the same person.
I mean, obviously. So, but I mean, former military, your joints are just ruined by now, right?
Jacked.
Completely ruined.
I am not in good health. No, it's just bad. It's real bad.
Thanks, America. But if you are one of many Americans who you just suffer in constant pain, maybe you're former military or a veteran and your knees are not what they used to be. Maybe you were in a car accident. Maybe you're just getting old like me. I don't know what it is. But if you are suffering in pain, it doesn't have to be that way. You can try Relief Factor. It is 100% natural. It targets the inflammation in your body, which oftentimes that's the root cause of your pain. And you don't know it because you're masking it with pharmaceutical drugs that have terrible side effects. Don't do that. Try Relief Factor. They have a 3-week quick start pack you can try at relieffactor.com. 70% of the people who buy that, they go on to keep ordering more. Yeah, that's how many people it's working for. It can work for you. It can change your life, really, if it works. You can go to relieffactor.com, $19.95 for that 3-week quick start pack. See if it works for you. That is relieffactor.com. Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren has laid out a new plan, because she has a plan for that, guys, punishing people who share, quote, misleading information online, proposing criminal penalties for those who spread disinformation online. She promises to hold tech companies and anyone else responsible for the spread of disinformation and vowed to require the firms to ramp up monitoring of users' accounts, of course, calling out Facebook, which is her favorite one to call out.
Well, she's sure to not include this. Nothing retroactive. Because it starts now.
This moment.
For its Facebook, for its troubling practice of allowing users to instantaneously share information in groups. Mm. How dare they allow people to spread like what they want to say and stuff. Graham, we will get into the other interesting tidbit about Elizabeth Warren and what could possibly go wrong with her Secretary of Education pick.
Yes.
But... are we sure that we want Elizabeth Warren, as Jason pointed out, making sure that people are not spreading disinformation? I don't think she has a great track record.
She would be the first real commander in chief. She would be the first real one. No, like you said, they need to, not make it retroactive. Mm-hmm. She needs to be clear. Just to be clear, I'm a blonde-headed white woman that has never, ever had any ties to Indian heritage of any way, shape, form, or fashion. No, of course, this is, she doesn't like it because everyone thought that Facebook was going to lean towards the Democrats. In fact, we've said it for forever. Oh, Facebook hates us conservatives.
Yeah.
But then Mark Zuckerberg, out of nowhere, comes out and says, I'm just going to let people say whatever they want to say. Mm. And ever since then, Elizabeth Warren has just, it's a good thing she's not Hillary Clinton or Mark Zuckerberg would already not be here.
He would have gotten suicided.
He would have been suicided.
It's interesting because it apparently seems that if you are just saying, I'm just going to play neutral, I'm just going to be Switzerland, you're now in the bag for conservatives, like Mark Zuckerberg has been painted. I mean, he got slammed for, guys, going out to dinner with conservatives. Can you believe it?
He's obviously a Nazi. I mean, that's proof positive right there. There's so much to say about this. We're just forgetting the fact, you know, of her track record. She's not the poster child for someone that should be pushing this legislation. Mm-hmm. But it's no surprise that who does she want to enforce these rules? She wants the government to be in charge of these rules.
Right.
And the reason we're in this, and we've talked about this on the show before, and it should be obvious to everyone, apparently not the people voting for them, but the reason we're in this situation before is because there was government intrusion inside these tech companies to begin with. Mm-hmm. Section 230 protections have to go away.
Yeah.
They have to go away. That's all you have to do. That's the government. They do need to step in and get involved, mm-hmm. but only to erase the problems that they, you know, put there to begin with. Mm-hmm. Let these tech companies figure it out for themselves. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to write any laws like what she's proposing. You don't have to do that. You just let the pocketbook and the greenback do the job for them. Facebook is going to fix themselves once they get slammed with private, you know, personal lawsuits. They're just going to do it. They're going to fix it themselves, or they're going to go under. Yeah. And I'm sure there's another tech company that's got the best, you know, the latest innovation, whether it's, you know, censoring or whether it's just let it all hang out and deal with it in the courts. The free market will fix this.
Yeah. Austin, I feel like you probably would have a lot of personal experience with, how maybe Facebook, YouTube, those platforms could maybe say you're spreading disinformation, maybe demonetize a video, and you go back and look at it and you're like, there's nothing false that I said here.
Yeah, it happens to me all the time. I'm constantly demonetized on YouTube, but Facebook has actually stepped in a little bit and been a little looser with the regulations and allowed us to monetize more. Yep. So they kind of realize that a lot of their audience are older people that are, you know, support the military, support the police, they like America in general. So, well, you know, why eliminate that huge base? It's just really ironic. The irony bells are going off in my head when I hear Elizabeth Warren saying this, and to all the masses who are just kind of like apolitical and watching, they must assume, oh yeah, it's the right. They wouldn't bring it up if it was them spreading disinformation. It must be everyone on the right who's doing that. So it kind of just keeps people off their trail a little bit too.
It's just, it's interesting to me just how completely transparent the left has become when it comes to someone having an opposing viewpoint and wanting to shut it down. I mean, they so transparently just want to shut down anyone who has any opposing viewpoint who does not agree with their specific political agenda. It's crazy. But Elizabeth Warren also making headlines because she has decided,
God
after,
bless her.
I'm sure, much deliberation, she's going down in the polls. Poll numbers do not look good for Elizabeth Warren right now. She is a sinking ship, and apparently she has decided to take the Beto O'Rourke approach of just arm flailing in desperation, trying to stay afloat, trying to be pander grandma to anyone that she can pander to. Here's what she had to say about how she will vet her Secretary of Education.
In fact, I have two qualifications that I've talked about over and over for my Secretary of Education. The first, it has to be someone who's taught in a public school. Hello?
Ooh.
Hello?
And part two, because it came from a young trans person who asked about a welcoming community, and I said it starts with a Secretary of Education who has a lot to do with where we spend our money, with what gets advanced in our public schools, with what the standards are. And I said, I'm going to have a Secretary of Education that this young trans person interviews on my behalf. Mm-hmm. And only if this person believes that our Secretary or Secretary of Education nominee is someone who is committed to creating a welcoming environment, a safe environment, and a full educational curriculum for everyone, will that person actually be advanced to be Secretary of Education?
Yeah! I love when she does that.
I have a feeling You guys may have something to say about this. I would just like to add, for just for clarification purposes, the young trans child that she was referring to was, of course, the 9-year-old trans child who asked a question at one of her town halls. 9 years old, a girl who identifies as a boy. She went by the name Jacob and asked Elizabeth Warren a question about schools. So literally, you have a Democratic presidential candidate who just said she wants to use a 9-year-old child to vet who she will put in as Secretary of Education. What could possibly go wrong here?
Where to begin? This is the same woman who said she wanted over half of her cabinet to be, what was it, gender fluid or gender neutral?
Yeah, and non-binary.
Non-binary people. And I said, well, what if it's a bunch of white dudes that identify as women of color? Can we just do it that way? Even take the transgender part out. Because honestly, that has nothing to do with it. It's
doesn't.
A 9-year-old.
Right.
9-year-old kid.
Yes.
This 9-year-old kid is going to interview an adult that's in charge of education throughout the entire country. Sure. Mm-hmm. Why not? You know, my kid is 9 and he still thinks that he could be Batman.
In her defense, most liberal policies are pretty childlike.
Yeah.
They
so
are.
I guess
that's
this is
true.
Right in line.
That's true. That's a great point.
I don't know. They've done this forever. They want to lower voting ages.
Yes.
It is a constant attempt to appear like they have the best interest for the country in mind. But really what they want to do is they want to involve the people that are the most impressionable that they can mold exactly the way that they want them to. They don't want adults mm-hmm. who can actually use logical thought and process of elimination for the right person. They're just going to have this woke moment that's going to be on Facebook and spread all over Facebook. Where's the false information for that? Dadgummit.
Austin, there's what? Greta, David Hogg.
Trademarked her name, by the way. Greta.
No, she didn't.
I didn't know
Greta
there was a lot of Greta Thornbergs out there or whatever, but apparently there is. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Completely
gosh,
not
ridiculous.
The point.
But, yeah. But, you know, you see all of these child stars that the left is just kind of propping up as people who we should listen to, people who should be able to dictate policy. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's going great for Jacob's mom. She was the one next to the yes. trans child during the debates, and she was very excited about
very.
The
mm.
applause
yes.
and
yes.
the reception. So I think a lot of it is the parents behind the scenes trademarking Greta Thunberg's name. I'm sure that wasn't her idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's going great for the parents. It's going great for the brand building, it looks like. And they just use a technique of using a protected class. It's a trans child. Are you going to attack a child? Are you going to attack a trans person? Everyone kind of goes like this, and then they just get their message right across. The masses absorb it, and that's public opinion now.
Which is really funny the way that they do that, because they say you need to listen to this person and you're not allowed to criticize them for being a child. And then they're like, oh, it's a child. You can't talk about them. And it's like, but if it's a child, then we probably shouldn't be listening to them.
But you can talk some serious crap about their sorry parents is what you can do.
Yeah,
that's
well.
That's what you do. I'm not attacking the trans child. I'm attacking the trans child's parents.
Parents,
that's
yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
For telling them
yeah.
that this was okay.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely ridiculous that a child is going to be advising her on who it is. But regardless, I will include the trans part because we used to be able to say what this was. This is a mental problem.
Yes, yes.
The Board of Medicine used to classify it as that. It might still be classified as that. But now we can't say that because we have to. This is a small percentage of the world, of the country, whatever. But then they're making it seem like they're just crazy victims. Mm-hmm. And that's Elizabeth Warren's go-to. Every single lie we've caught her in, whether it's being her pregnancy, getting fired, mm-hmm. being a minority, whatever.
Her son going to public school.
Her son
when he went to private
but then
school.
What she just said was that they have to graduate public school.
Hello.
Hello.
What are you talking about? You're owning yourself right in front of camera. But it's all about being a victim. She was a victim from all these things. Let me pick out somebody else that's marginalized and a victim. I am just so sick and tired of it. I guess apparently the left is now, too, with their falling in the polls.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It's a bold strategy to pander to 0.6% of the population. We'll see how that works out for her. Coming up next, Chief Justice Roberts censors questions from Rand Paul. Well, Rand Paul released them anyway, and we have the questions from the impeachment trial when we come back. Jason, I know. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts, who, of course, is presiding over President Donald Trump's impeachment trial. He blocked Senator Rand Paul's questions, or at least one of his questions, during the open question time today. Here was Chief John Roberts, say that three times fast. Here was his explanation for why he chose to block one of Senator Paul's questions. Watch.
Senator from Kentucky.
I have a question to present to the desk for the House Manager Schiff and for the President's Counsel.
And the podcast listeners, he's reading the question on the piece of paper.
The presiding officer declines to read the question as submitted.
So now there was a little bit of confusion, and a report came out that said that he declined to read the question because it included the whistleblower's name and referenced the whistleblower. Well, Rand Paul said, that's not, I didn't do that at all. Screw you guys, I'm going to release my exact question and the exact wording on Twitter, which he did. And the question was as follows. He said, my exact question was, are you aware that House Intelligence Committee staffer Sean Misko had a close relationship with Eric Charamella while at the National Security Council together? And are you aware, and how do you respond to reports that Charamella and Misko may have worked together to plot impeaching the president before there were formal House impeachment proceedings? He just sold Charamella out.
Yeah, you're so screwed. So screwed.
I don't understand.
I'm just a guest here.
Yeah. I don't
want to leave.
I don't know this woman. I don't want any part of this.
Well, for the record, I was just reading what Rand Paul said. Okay, it all starts with him if we want to get someone in trouble. But it is so bizarre. Paul, he did continue. I don't think we have this tweet, but he did continue. He said, my question is not about a, quote, whistleblower, as I have no independent information on his identity. My question is about the actions of known Obama partisans within the NSC and House staff and how they are reported to have conspired before impeachment proceedings had even begun. So, I mean,
this is amazing.
Pretty sure John Roberts just kind of sold out Eric Charamella.
This is amazing. This must have been crafted by Rand Paul. I have so much more respect for him now for this, because he didn't say a whistleblower or whatever. He did that and then sat there and waited back for the Chief Justice's reaction. Mm-hmm. And when he decided not to read it, he outed the whistleblower. Mm-hmm. So it got done regardless. Mm-hmm. It was either going to get done there or if he denied to read it. And he denied to read it. This is such a silly game they're playing that no one knows who it is. Everyone knows who it is. This is so stupid.
Well, and what I don't get is, I mean, it's not against the law for them to say the name. So why are we tiptoeing around saying Eric Charamella is the whistleblower?
They're just looking for reasons to
trace
get
times. Trace times.
Zero times.
Thank you.
Three times.
Zero times. Trace times.
Thank you for saying it in the language of my people so that I could understand.
I don't even know how to pronounce the last name, so it's probably good that I'm not saying it and I can't.
You gotta be. It's Italian. Charamella.
That's three and a half times.
They love when we say it though, because then they can say, "Oh, we're putting this guy's life at risk. We're saying the whistleblower's name is so against what used to happen." But at the end of the day, American people don't care about impeachment. I've tried to shoot videos about it, and I go to college campuses, and the kids are just like, "I don't care." And I'm like,
really?
"Oh, impeachment's a huge deal." Like when Clinton got impeached, everyone was watching like the OJ trial. Same thing. Everyone was like tuned in. Right now, it's happening, and they're like, "Oh, like is Trump out of office?" Or like, they just don't care. They've been desensitized by the news, and it's just no one even realizes how big of a deal this truly is.
Did you run into a lot of kids who thought once the House filed articles of impeachment that he was gone?
Got a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, Trump's out, we did it.
Trump's out!
Guys, I don't think it's that easy. I did one video and then no one knew anything about it, and I just asked everyone if they knew the Pledge of Allegiance instead, and no one knew the Pledge of Allegiance.
No one knew that as well.
I want this to be done with. I don't want witnesses to be called at this point. I just want it to be done with, and I want an inquiry after the fact. Mm-hmm. I want them to look into the whistleblower, his interactions with Adam Schiff. I want that known, because credibility matters.
Yeah.
And that would be one of the first things they would get to in a trial process. Is this witness credible? But we're not allowed to question that and find out if he's credible, which, spoiler alert, he's not. Yeah. He's heavily partisan. But we're not able to do that. But there's... I hate to say that knowing like what we know in the special that we're going to do next week, but there's other witnesses that we could call Hunter Biden that I really want to get information out of.
Yeah.
But the whistleblower explains so much. I just wish they would stop this stupid game and really get to, you know, what role did this guy have? Yeah. Was there really this like, what did he call it in the tweet? Like there was a conspiracy between him and that other guy mm-hmm. to do this long before any July 25th phone call happened.
May have worked together to plot impeaching the president before there were even any formal House impeachment proceedings.
How are they not allowed to talk about that?
Yeah,
that shows what sham this is.
Kind of a big deal, guys. Graham, Jason referenced the witness, whether or not they have or whether or not they will hear witnesses, new witnesses in the Senate trial. Mitch McConnell now apparently has the votes since last night. He had a good little meeting, I think, with Murkowski, I read.
And Collins? Probably.
Yeah, and Collins, who released a bunch of threatening voicemails.
It's always the same, too. I know. On everything.
I know.
Gosh.
Screw Romney, whatever. He can do whatever he wants. But he apparently met with them, and he now has the votes that they could block the witnesses. Jason says he thinks that they should just go ahead and block any new witnesses. Let's just be done with this and acquit him. What say you?
I think any sane person doesn't care at this point. I mean, because any rational person realizes that this never should have gotten this far in the first place.
Yeah.
What they claim the president did, which was the reason that they brought forth the articles of impeachment, has already been proven time and time and time again that that did not happen mm-hmm. in any shape, form, or fashion. So I don't care. It's one of those things at this point, I truly do not care. Let's call this what it is. Let's get it over with. Stick a knife in it. It's done. And all this is doing is just further empowering Trump's base already. Mm-hmm. It is, in my opinion, flipping people that were on the fence towards the president in the first place. And I even think that it's making some people that were firm Democrats start to pull away from their own party because they're seeing how weak they all look right this second. They look desperate.
That's interesting. If that's true, I hope that's true.
I do. Because I think it's very true.
The only thing that I would be worried about in just full-on dismissal of any witnesses or any other information would be those middle-of-the-road people that are truly
the
on the
fence. Optics for them that are they're saying, well, what are they trying to cover up if they're not letting people come and talk?
That I don't. I don't know. I hope what Graham says is correct. If that's true, then they should. There's no question in my mind. Do it. But I don't. That's the only thing that I'm sure McConnell is having to weigh that.
Yeah. Austin, what do you think?
I want to see it go all the way. Yeah. I want to call witnesses. I want it to go both ways, witness for witness. I want Hunter Biden to go down, Adam Schiff, all these people. I think they're highly compromised. I think that's why this is even existing in the first place. And I don't think if it just gets thrown out and, you know, we're not going to call it even and move forward fairly. We have to kind of settle this and get to the root of why everyone's so mad and why everyone's trying to take down Trump so bad.
Do you wonder if the Republicans are not, because they're not more willing to do this, if maybe they're scared that their own dirty laundry will be waved in the air if they
100%. I think
dig
this is
through this?
Going to root out a lot of the establishment characters on both sides. And that's just the name of the game. And I think a lot of people maybe originally were not sure about Trump and kind of against him, maybe even did some shady things against him and maybe have changed sides since then. But there's still that establishment root on both sides that needs to be exposed by this.
I agree. I used to be completely on board with you. Like, I wanted all these people to come out so it would all get out there. And finally, the media couldn't hide the fact that all this stuff was going on for them. I'm just so pissed off now. I just want it to be over with. But I had a...
Because based on principle, right? Like, the House didn't do their job investigating. They didn't do a thorough investigation. There's no evidence there.
You rushed it through. You get what you deserve.
Right, right.
But at this point, I mean, the media is not going to do us any favors on this. I had an argument yesterday with one of the CNN's main fact checkers, and he just did this thing that got retweeted all over the place saying, there's no evidence that Biden... did what he did for his son's benefit and firing that prosecutor. And we did a whole show on that. Mm-hmm. So I just started tweeting at him, and then all these people were like, you're lying, you're lying. And I just would reply with all the links to all the different pieces of evidence that we had. And no one cared.
Mm-hmm.
Their mind is made up.
Yes, yes.
So they're not going to believe this until it comes out in some kind of public forum where they can go, well, okay, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
And even then, I still don't think they believe it.
Yeah, probably not. All right, back in a minute.
Yeah, that fact checker.
Hey, before we go into overtime, don't forget to check out, if you have not already, the Dear America podcast with Graham Allen. Make sure to subscribe to that wherever you get
your podcast. I heard he's racist, though, so be careful.
Oh, be really careful. That's what I've heard. I've heard that, too. Also, check out Fleka's Talks on YouTube with Austin Fletcher. He's got some amazing Man on the Street videos. Overtime starts next.
Up next, enjoy bonus overtime content from the news and why it matters. Available exclusively for podcast listeners and Blaze TV subscribers. Not a subscriber? Start your free trial at blazetv.com.
While we're on the subject of impeachment and President Trump and what 2020 looks like, Gallup, there's a new Gallup poll that says that satisfaction with race relations has jumped 14% since Trump's inauguration. The number of respondents saying they were satisfied with the position of blacks and other minorities in the nation increased from 37% to 46% since January 2017. This is not the only poll that I have seen in the last 4 to 6 months that really highlights how well President Trump seems to be doing with minorities and in the African-American community.
Gotta be fake news, because we were told he was a racist and he was leading a racist fascist country.
Well, that's because a Photoshop photo.
That's totally Photoshopped.
look at their blurred hands. That's completely not a real thing.
Usually when you do have a racist president, he definitely wants to make sure that like black people are working, right? Low unemployment numbers for minorities.
Constantly touting it.
Yeah, that's where you see the real racism is putting the minorities to work.
Think about that. So we're just reading that poll, and that was from January 2017. So the date that Obama left office.
Yes.
It was down then. And under Trump, who they said was this crazy racist, it has increased. Mm-hmm. And that is an amazing, we'll have to tweet that out, poll. Because if you read through the entire thing, starting from they go back to 2007 or something like that. And you'll look at the numbers under the Obama administration, they're basically very flat. And that's trust in the economy, trust in the military, all this stuff. They're double digit percentage numbers under Donald Trump. Double digit across the board. And if you look at those numbers under the Obama administration, they're negative. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is it? The real perception of how people feel about the country and what we're shown on CNN or wherever is it's a complete 180 difference.
Well, and people have to be really careful about these polls that they pay attention to. CNN got busted out last week because they said everywhere, videos, news articles, 51% of America want to see Donald Trump impeached and removed. I mean, that's what they were pushing.
Who ran that
poll? Then you read all the way down to the bottom of the survey, and they interviewed 1,100 people.
Yeah. In New York City, probably?
New York City.
Right.
And so people read this stuff, and they think that Donald Trump, people in America hate Donald Trump, but they don't pay attention to the fact you can't get a rational sense. This was probably the same 1,100 people they polled that had Hillary Clinton at 90%
winning the election.
Yeah. Probably the same 1,100 folks.
Right.
But that's the misdirection that news outlets do. Mm-hmm. They should be upfront. An honest news source should say, today or this week, we interviewed 1,100 people. 51% of them want Donald Trump out of here. Yeah. And then they could show them at, Berkeley or wherever they're at, interviewing these folks. But
they also said in this poll, Austin, satisfaction is also up between 6 and 9 points on crime, the position of blacks and other racial minorities, the distribution of income and wealth, and the opportunity for a person to get ahead through hard work, which I think is huge.
Because
that's what America
is
all about.
Thing. And in the beginning, it was easy to label Donald Trump these horrible things. No one really saw him in action, take a couple clips out of context. But now, after a few years of results and things to show for it, people are the trust in media is going down, and those people that were told they were oppressed or Donald Trump hates them or Donald Trump's coming for them, they're going to start to come around. And I do this in my videos too. One of my themes in my videos is Trump's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Where I go around to college campuses, and in order to be progressively in line at this point, you have to believe that he does nothing good, he's going to blow us all up, he's going to put us in camps. So if you can convince some people that Trump's not that bad, and if people start to realize that, maybe Trump isn't as bad, or maybe they did lie about that, maybe this was pretty good, that's when you see the real masses in the middle start to take a turn and just abandon that progressive left on their own.
Did you see that Dave Chappelle video where he was hanging out with Andrew Yang? Mm-hmm. So he was endorsing him, but he said something that was really, really good.
I spaced out as soon as it got to Dave Chappelle with Angela. I spaced out.
It was really good though. He was saying how there's people in Des Moines that don't have much money, and if you're sitting up there and your big promise is promising them Medicare for all, and you want to win them over, but you give them the option of, well, you want Medicare for all, you want to keep $12,000 of income. Mm-hmm. They're going to take the $12,000 every day and twice on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And he was like, that's something that the political elite just do not get. And this poll kind of shows that. Yeah. Like, right now, they're feeling better.
Yeah.
But you have these candidates like Senator, you know, Warren and Sanders that are promising all these things, raising a lot of their taxes. Why do they care about that when they're feeling good now? They don't want to break the system.
Yeah. It's like saying your check's on the way versus it's in your hand.
Right. Kind of thing. And by the way, you're the one who earned it with your own two hands. I mean, there's something to be said for the self-esteem factor that you get from knowing I did this. I didn't have to get a handout for it. So moving on, the Iowa Attorney General's office is no longer seeking the commitment of a former student convicted of a bunch of different sex crimes. And now this was with children. Right. I mean, the lowest of the low, a child molester, a pedophile, a 23-year-old convicted of molesting multiple children. They're no longer seeking the commitment of this person because he decided he was a girl. He said, you know what? I'm going to change my name. I am a female now and I am taking hormones, and he's undergoing medical treatment that is needed prior to him potentially undergoing gender reassignment surgery, changed his name to Josie, and now they say we don't believe we have enough evidence sufficient to prove Josie has a significant chance of reoffending. They mostly blame it on the fact that, well, he's taking hormones now, so he doesn't have as much testosterone, so he won't be like all the rest of you men who apparently are child molesters unless you...
Habitual molesters.
Yeah. 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 I mean, you gotta love that slam on masculinity there. So he will not be as much of a, danger to the community now that he is identifying as a she.
How do you have the money to do that in prison? That's my question.
Probably the taxpayers pay for it.
But that's what I mean. I mean, do you just be like, you know what I want to do today? I want to become a girl.
Hey, I mean, it ended up working out for him.
Somebody pay that for me. It's still the same person, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so...
Whatever is wrong up here to make
very
him want
honest.
To prey on children is still there.
How I feel about child molesters and child rapists and stuff like that, I have no sympathy. I don't. I personally don't believe those kind of people should be allowed back into our society. I just don't. It's a personal thing for me. Realize there's people that disagree. You know, there's rehabilitation and all that other kind of stuff. But I believe that we live in a land of laws, and there are just certain things that we just don't have any room for those kind of people in the general population. And to be able to say that those people can just say, well, you know, I want to be a girl now. I want to lower my testosterone levels. I'm a different person. You know, Carl may have molested all those children, but Carla would never do such a thing.
Right.
It's the same person. You're the same person.
And I will, Jason, I want to hear what you have to say, but I just want to add in here that he actually, some of his victims, they were of both genders. There was not just one specific gender, both genders that he preyed upon. And it was ranging from ages 1 to 13, as many as 15 victims.
See, one, oh I'm out.
What is this so the Iowa Attorney General's office is doing this? And are they I missed that. Are they forgiving the crimes or are they just letting him out early?
They're letting him out. They said that he still has to register as a sex offender.
They declined to commit him too because people wanted to commit him to an asylum.
Because of how many times
they declined to do that. And now he's in some kind of transitional thing where he is intended to be released.
Yes. So. And so he has to go to regular meetings with a probation officer. And,
because everyone does what they're supposed to do with a probation officer.
Right.
This is something that we're looking at that we're very concerned about. And that's an infiltration of attorney general's offices and district attorneys. Mm-hmm. And they're doing this all over the country. And they're completely just saying they're just peeing all over the rule of law. They don't care. Mm-hmm. They're letting people commit crimes. But as long as they don't go over a certain amount, they're not going to do anything about. Immigration is just one of them, illegal immigration. And then there's things like this. And it's really, really weird. The backers and financiers are all the usual suspects. George Soros groups, people like that. All the usual suspects we see on this. But the scary part is that they're running candidates in places like, I don't know, like Dallas, Texas, or, you know, wherever. And people don't ever look at who they are electing for a district attorney. Mm-hmm. No, nobody hardly even cares. I told you about that one in San Francisco that was the son of Bill Ayers and the Weather Underground terrorists. And he believes exactly what they believe. He's now, so terrorists, he doesn't think they did anything wrong. He's now their district attorney.
Same thing happened there. And he's already decriminalized a lot of crazy, crazy stuff.
But this is something that if we don't, as, you know, voters, really start paying attention to, we're in big, big trouble.
Yeah. Austin, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's insane that this this guy's a criminal. He's a repeat offender. And then now his redeeming factor that makes it like kind of okay, let's get him back out there, is that he wants to become a woman. It's just like very backwards, very sign of the times.
Yeah.
Backwards, upside down world we're living in.
It makes you think to yourself, okay, people, when they said, hey, if we just accept all of this transgender stuff, all of this, you know, LGBT, but then the QRS and adding all of these other things to it, we're going to walk down the line where we're going to be accepting pedophiles, pedophilia, as, you know, one of those types of things. And, you know, I heard that before and I'm like, come on. And now I hear it and I'm like, okay.
That's what
I can see why you guys said that now.
See the leap. Leap there.
Right.
Yeah.
You think that it's a huge leap.
The leap
in your
is
head,
getting shorter and shorter.
You see it happening.
A lot of these leftist policies, when you just force them to look at the end point. Like, and we said this from the beginning. Where do you think this eventually leads
where
to? If you would have said, oh, people are going to be able to get out of crimes because of what you're doing to this, they'd be like, ah, shoot.
Right.
Or actually, they probably would have said, yeah, why do you think we're doing this?
Well, we're doing it. We weren't expecting you to know. Yesterday's poll, should CNN fire Don Lemon for laughing while his guests were mocking Trump supporters? 77% of you said yes. 23% of you said no. I said if they were objective, yeah, you'd obviously fire a journalist for doing that. But we all know CNN is not an objective news agency. So
the thing that
not.
Makes it worse though about CNN is they were viewed as that.
Right.
They were the ones that, oh, we're just the journalists.
This
we're
is
in the
an
middle.
Apple. But it's not a banana.
We know exactly what they are. So I'm like, why don't they fire him? He's just a pundit, an opinion pundit.
Right.
So whatever.
Right. Yeah. We all
now you have
that.
The choice of not to watch them.
Yeah. Today's poll: does the impeachment trial of President Trump make you more or less inclined to believe that there is a bureaucratic deep state in America? Let us know. What do you think, Graham? Deep state? More or less inclined to believe that there is a deep state?
Of course.
Yeah. If you're paying attention anyway, Jason, I know you're...
You know what I think.
Give me a magnet for the phone before we talk about this.
We're just joking, NSA. Don't listen.
Just kidding.
Don't listen.
It's important to realize, though, so we don't sound like crazies, that we're not saying they meet in some kind of crazy dungeon and not a cabal.
They didn't sacrifice a mule or something.
Right, exactly.
Alex Jones has Alex Jones has...
Depends who we're talking
about.
Psychic
vampires.
I bet there's some that have sacrificed something. Yeah.
The word has been bastardized, I think, to mean something.
There's a lot of career bureaucrats, anywhere from the State Department to organizations like USAID, all over the place, and they want it done
themselves.
A certain way.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And they're going to continue to do that regardless of who the president is.
Yes.
That, by definition, is deep state, so yeah.
Austin, you agree?
Yeah, I think there's a deep state, and I think taking down the deep state is a generational job. It can't be done in one term, maybe even two terms, but
clean it out constantly.
Yeah, you have to hopefully get people with the right mindset back-to-back-to-back. Yeah. To kind of take it out over time.
Yeah. All right. Let us know what you think. You can go to, of course, The Blaze's Twitter. That is at The Blaze. Gentlemen, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Smartass.
Yes.
You come on here.
I'm in rare form
today.
Look at the way I talk. In rare form.
You give me a hard time.
Thanks for listening to The News and Why It Matters. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you'd like to watch the program, become a Blaze TV subscriber and start your free trial now at blazetv.com.